No, I've got.
Was that the star?
No, not the star. Okay. No.
I'm nervous.
Welcome to the Red Hill Podcast, a podcast by Salukis for Salukis and anyone else that wants to listen.
Welcome to the Red Hill Podcast Season 2. So, this is, of course, Mr. Potts hosting along with
Lua
and Carmelie
and
Fina.
And we have a really special treat for our first episode of the season. We did a few episodes last season. We're going to be recording some more this season. We got some really interesting things planned, especially since we've got a whole new layout. We got a whole new setup. We're actually, this is our first episode recording in the official Red Hill Media Studio. We actually have a studio now. Now, I say studio, but it's like one of the side rooms of the library that we put a bunch of stuff in. But we have those fancy like foam sound panels on the side.
Yeah.
So it actually kind of looks studio-ish for this all audio, no picture podcast. It looks really cool. So we're just going to say that we are currently standing in like a professional looking studio. Because
not at all,
nobody knows any different unless you've like been in and have seen the studio. But that's not the only thing that's different this year. Our media group actually has an international flair to it because we are honored to have some of our international students joining us to help us out this year. So Lua is one of them. Fina is one of them. So in addition to talking about what we're going to be doing and what we'd like to do this year, we're actually also going to get to know a couple of our international members of our team. So Lua, you are from?
I'm from Brazil.
And Fina, you are from?
I'm from Germany.
Excellent, excellent. And Carmelie's just from here. She's just from here. I'm just from here.
5 minutes, never moved.
I'm 7 minutes away by driving.
I'm exactly like either 5 minutes or 3 hours from walking.
I did move to get to where I was from, though. I'm like from like 20 minutes away.
I haven't moved in my 15 years of living. Soon
in all my long 15 years of living. I mock you guys because I'm old. And I can't.
I feel so old right now because my back.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, I'm going to assume Fina had the longer flight. How long was your flight to come to America?
Oh, we actually had some troubles with our flights. We were a group of four people the second day and five people the first day.
Wait. Hold on. Four people the second day, five people the first day. What happened to the other person?
So
in the middle of the flight?
We usually should have just take one day to get here with all three flights I would have had. But in overall, we got rebooked 2 times, our whole group. And after the first flight was like 2 hours late, we didn't got our flight in Amsterdam. So we all got rebooked on the next day. So we had one night in Amsterdam. And one person was planned to go to another airport here in the U.S. So he wasn't there the second day.
Oh, so we're talking like other students that you were traveling with.
Yes.
So this took one day more and one person less.
Because yes. That's what I was. Because I was afraid. Okay. She's like, we started out with five people on the plane, and by the time we landed, there was only four, and we don't know what happened to the other guy.
No,
I was like, this could be a really weird story. I've actually been to Amsterdam.
Lost luggage.
Like we didn't saw very much because we were in a airport hotel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kind of thing, my experience. I just stayed in a hotel overnight while I was flying. Oh. So.
I've never left
no,
the U.S., so I can't say anything.
No experiences. I fell asleep in my room.
Oh, nice.
Woke up in my room and got on the plane.
I guess you can call that finished Amsterdam experience.
Yeah, I mean, we can say we've been one night in Amsterdam.
I'm still counting it as a country that I've been to.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, because technically I have been there and we did spend the night. So I can say that I've been to Amsterdam. But so how long was the flight supposed to be?
Like just a one flight from like Europe to here?
No, I guess you can consider it with the layovers and things like that. Like everything had gone according to plan.
The total time it took you
one day.
So but yeah.
With all flights together and the times we would have spent at the airport.
Like 24 hours.
So so basically you were Germany,
something like that.
Germany to Amsterdam and then Amsterdam to America.
Yeah.
Where did you guys fly into at?
Usually we should have flight into Atlanta, but then we got rebooked and our first airport here was Chicago. and then Evansville.
I've been to Chicago Airport. That's a crazy place.
Yeah.
Evansville is a lot smaller.
And we had some, we had issues on every airport, so it was just crazy.
That's airports. Lua, how long was your flight?
It was about like 14 hours, I guess.
Really? Because I wouldn't think it'd be like super, super long because you are on the same continent. I mean, Fino crossed an ocean.
Yeah. No, 14 hours. I mean, I had like a 2 hours scale thing that I had to spend on the Dallas airport.
You had the layover in Dallas.
Yes, and it was a mess. Like, I didn't know where I was supposed to go. I was just lost, but...
Were you just basically...
Were you traveling alone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you were on your own in Dallas, Texas, flying from Brazil, trying to figure out where to go.
First time alone on an airport.
And you made it here. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That does sound like it sucks, though.
That would be scary.
It was kind of fun, actually.
Well, it helps that you know the language. So you guys have been here for a little over a month?
Yeah.
A month and a half, almost.
Yeah, a bit over that.
Is it kind of getting, like, with the English thing, is it kind of just hearing it all the time, all around you, is kind of starting to feel a little bit more natural, or is it still?
Yeah, little bit. But I think, like, last week, I was having some really bad headaches, and I couldn't, like, hear English. I felt like my head was about to explode.
You couldn't translate in your head?
No. I was just calling my friends and being like, can you please speak Portuguese to me? I'm tired of this language all around me.
You've talked about that sometimes having to have a German break every once in a while.
I'm very happy that I have like Mara, the other German exchange student here. It's just like, even though we should not speak our native language in front of you Americans, but it just gives us like a good break from speaking English.
I actually found when I came back from those countries, when I was around English again, it sounded weird. Like it was my native tongue that I was hearing again, but I was having a hard time processing it because I was so used to being surrounded by the other language. So it'll probably be kind of freaky when you go back and hear your native tongue again all around you, but it'll take like a day to kind of, oh, wait, I'm not like around only English speakers anymore.
I remember when I travel like to another country, I'm always like yelling on the streets whatever I want because nobody's going to understand me. And as soon as I go back to Brazil, I'm like, oh, watch your mouth, Lua. Oh,
we've got some people that walk around Bridgeport that do that too. So
yeah, but
they just yell.
Just the feeling
they just
you
yell
know
they
no
just yell
one is
stuff.
Understanding you. It's so freeing.
You guys have joined Media Club because one of the things that you guys try to do is try to experience as much as possible.
Yes.
So, Fina, what is it in Media Club that you have signed up to do?
So, I think literally everything except cutting videos and podcasts. But I think for taking pictures for the podcast, for the yearbook, what else is there?
The morning announcements.
The morning announcements.
You read the morning announcements in the morning.
I totally forgot about today. I'm so sorry.
Which is something Lua was supposed to do today, but she forgot. But it's okay. Because there was a lot of
it. When I started like hearing Lila and I was in class, I was like, oh.
So Lua, what have you signed up to do with Media Club? Because in case people don't realize, what we do is we have a lot of different things that we offer, and we had everyone sign up for certain things that they wanted to focus on. So, Lua, you've always signed up for.
I know I am in, like, the photo...
Your photography.
Yeah, the photography and the videos for, like, the TikTok and stuff. I know I'm taking pictures for the yearbook, but I'm not going to, like, organize the yearbook.
Right.
I was just like, this is going to be... too much work for me.
it's actually not as much as you think it is.
Okay.
It's actually very easy.
But I feel like you need to actually know everyone to make a good job in the yearbook and
possibly.
Stuff.
Possibly.
Kind of, but not really. I just kind of threw, that looks good. That one's really funny.
That's a cool picture. Yeah, that's a good picture.
That
that's
one's really funny.
That's basically the standard we have. Is that a good picture? Oh, that's embarrassing. That's going in.
Yeah. It's either that's really good or that's something that they will look back on and never want to look at this book again. So
we forgot one of Fina's things that she does for the media club. Lua mentioned, and we were like, oh, and I immediately look over to Fina, and we're like, oh, we forgot to mention that Fina also does our...
The TikTok account. Yep. I'm just organizing some videos.
The Red Hill Podcast TikTok account. Yeah. So she's debuted her first video.
Follow
her
us. First
talk, I mean, what, I guess there are videos. Well, I don't know what you call them.
We have the homecoming announcement.
Yeah, they're just TikToks.
Okay.
We don't really call them...
I am a middle-aged man who doesn't know that much about that stuff, so
it's okay, yeah, it's kind of like
why you have us.
This is why I have you guys do all that, do all of that.
Yeah, like Facebook has their shorts, right. But it's just TikToks.
Yeah, and Instagram has their reels.
Yeah, but see, that's it. Every page calls it something, then TikToks is just TikToks.
Yeah,
so boring. It should be like, oh, here's my talk or here's my tick.
It kind of sounds wrong though.
That does sound wrong. So one of the big events that we've got coming up that as media, we want to try to cover like all things about the school, get it out there, share it with the public and that type of thing. And we really want everyone to kind of know, hey, we've got these really amazing things happen. Homecoming is probably the biggest that the community gets involved in as far as like attending and seeing and stuff like that. It's the thing that everyone in the school takes part in. So you guys have never experienced anything like homecoming before.
No, we've
announced the theme, which Fina made a TikTok to announce the theme
and for the dance.
For the dance and really for the parade,
basically for it all.
I mean, for it all, but we really only have one dress up day that really has to do with
like the toga. I do think the dress-up days could have been more themed, but it's...
I like the fact that they're a little bit more general because they're going to be easy to do.
Yeah, they are.
And the easier to do, the more people can do it. Because if you have, like, some themes that are so outlandish that you have to, like, buy stuff to put on, you don't have as many people.
Well, for the people that don't know, our theme this year is Greek. And the dress-up days that we have this year are... Monday is Dress Your Age... which each grade level has a certain age to dress as. Freshmen, babies, sophomores are teens,
juniors are adults,
and seniors
are
senior citizens.
Tuesday is Toga Tuesday. Wednesday is Dynamic Duos. Thursday is, what's it called? Frat versus sorority.
Frat versus sorority.
Yeah.
And Friday is just colors.
Yeah,
the class colors.
Because
it's class competition day,
mm-hmm.
which it's competition all week long, and I actually help keep score. I'll be the one keeping the score. I will be the only person throughout the week that'll know which class is winning.
Mm-hmm. You two are gonna laugh at the school games that we have.
Did you sign up for a game, Lua?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Which one did you sign up for?
The powder.
Oh, the football?
Yes.
Well, I'm probably going to just go with Tug of War, if I'm being honest. Something generic, honestly.
And Fina signed up for, she's going to be our photographer throughout the day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. She's going to be helping me catalog and helping me chronicle all the crazy stuff. We usually end up with like, gosh, I don't know, like 2,000 photos from throughout the day.
Yeah. We'll be
so throughout homecoming week, we're going to be putting out short little videos. We're going to be putting out TikToks, posting photos of things like that, kind of let the parents see and stuff like that. And I'm really excited about the content that we have coming up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And to getting especially your guys' takes on what this is and...
We have to get the pictures.
We need some of them to participate in the Minute to Win It games.
Lua will be doing interviews throughout the week.
Little video interviews.
Yes.
You're going to see me in the hallways.
With a microphone, just saying.
Yes. Are we going to do interviews during like the actual dress-up days?
Hopefully, yes.
We're going to do some TikToks for the each day.
We also got to have media pictures of everybody dressed up.
And that's just the beginning. We've already been doing a lot of the photography from the football games, stuff like that. You guys have had to learn what football is as you're taking pictures of them. These guys, their very first American football game, and they're trying to take pictures of it. And they're like, what are we taking pictures of? Where do I point the camera?
They have actually done really well so far.
Yes, we've had some very dramatic photos.
We're the lucky charms.
And learning some new techniques and things like that. We're going to be interviewing you guys pretty more in depth, learn more about your home, your culture, your American experiences, things like that. Hopefully we'll get our other exchange students on here as well and talk to them. And then that's just some of the brief things you're going to be hearing from us.
Just wanted to ask, like, how are we going to name, like, what is the biggest topic of this episode? Like,
I would say this is just kind of a welcome season two preview or welcome to season two type of thing for the podcast.
Welcome back to media, maybe. Yeah.
Welcome back. Are we going to talk about what's new in media too? Like, to get into this more?
Didn't we just do that?
Yeah, well.
Well, we talked about some of the things we're going to be doing, but we didn't haven't necessarily talked about. So, I mean, we talked a little bit about the studio.
Okay.
Yeah. We've talked about how we have actually signed up this year, which last year we didn't really have sign up, so it was just a free for all.
We were really trying to find our way last year. This year, I feel like there's a bit more of a plan, and I'm really kind of excited for what's going to come because we have a bit more of a plan with all of this. Well, so what's before we go though? I'm what's something that you're really excited about to be a part of Media Club? You're really looking forward to trying to do this year. And this is going to be for Carmelie too.
I really like the morning announcements to do that, just because, like, you know, everybody's hearing you.
It sets the tone for the day. It kind of sets the tone.
You need to be really energetic. Like,
what's today?
You tell the joke of the day. You get to tell a really bad joke for everyone to hear. You just imagine 400 people groaning.
Yeah.
As they hear your really bad joke.
I think also head in the hands. For me, it's like getting to be a part of the yearbook thing. Because, like, I want to have one for me too then. So
to know that you helped do this.
Yeah, and when I know I helped, like, figuring out what to put in there, like, it's just
and you can point to, oh, I took that picture. I took that picture. I took that
That's
picture.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So also pictures.
Oh, like, yes.
Everything.
Excellent. Carmelie, what are you looking forward to?
Really, this year I'm looking forward to what will become of the media compared to last year.
I want to see us level up.
Yeah. How it levels up, the insanity of it, because that's how you describe this media group. Just insane videos, they chaotic podcasts.
Hopefully not as chaotic. Hopefully
not as chaotic, but it's gonna happen.
Probably. Lua, what are you looking forward to?
Probably the videos. It's something that I've always loved to do, and I feel like I'm collecting lots of memories here, and that I'll get to watch when I'm older, show my family, my friends. So I'm really excited
It'll
about
be something,
that.
Yeah, your show your people back home as you guys release them.
And I know
like
I have
that,
lots of fun doing the video. So,
All right, so that is just a brief preview of what's going to be coming.
Wait, Mr. Potts,
what?
What are you interested in?
I'm looking forward
to
getting the ending of this
Venus
recorded.
Venus going to hate you. Come on.
No, actually, the podcast, doing this more.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really looking forward to. It's kind of the most challenging thing that we do. We also, one of the new things we're doing, one of the videos we're doing is a mic'd up series where we're mic'ing up the cheerleaders to doing commentary during the football games.
It's coming out
Our
really
first
good.
Video is almost done. It's so good. And it's so funny. I'm so excited
really
for that.
It's really funny.
So yeah, I'd say the podcast and the like video stuff that we're doing. Mm-hmm. I always look forward to the pictures too because you guys take incredible pictures. All right, so that's our season two preview. That's what's coming up for our media club. We're going to be want to thank Fina and Carmelie, even though she's like two steps out of the grave at this point, and Lua for joining us. And we will see you again. Well, I guess we weren't going to see you. I guess we'll talk to you again.
Yeah, you'll hear us again.
You'll hear us again,
hopefully.
On the Red Hill Podcast. Bye, everybody.
Bye.